Thank you, Mark.
Now, can we please welcome Ray to the podium to share with us this evening?
Addict named Ray. Clean date's March 21st, 2002. And I say that every time I introduce myself because that's what I was taught to do. It keeps me in touch with the honesty and it keeps me in touch with the beginning of my journey. You know what? I really want to come up here at all, but I'm here. This topic. Look, we all got one thing in common. First, let me say this. Somebody gave me this guarantee that I give it every time I share it at a meeting, man. That everybody here, if you don't take nothing a day at a time, the quality of your life will improve. That's a guarantee. That was given to me over 8 years ago, and that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? If you don't take nothing a day at a time, the quality of life will improve. But the point is, after the dope's gone, then what? Why am I still fucked up? Mom's still fucked up. You know what? I'll go back to this. There was a time when getting high was fun for me, man. You know what I mean? We used to have them $5 nickel bags of weed that you get 20 joints out of. You know what I mean? Micro Dot and Thunderbird and Quarters Parties and all that. That shit was fun, right? But there was a time, it came a time when I crossed over, man, and active addiction took over my life. When I started to live to use and use to live. You know what I mean? And during that crossover period, look, both my parents was raised me. You know what I mean? I ain't got no excuses. I went to college. All that shit, right? I made a conscious decision to go a different way at a late age in life. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I smoked weed, did all that shit during high school and everything. But I waited till I was 29 years old to make a conscious decision to do all the dumb shit I did before I got clean. And the reason I'm sharing that, man, because I had to learn how to do that shit, man. You know what I mean? I remember we used to roll joints with tops, and then they got zigzags. And every time I tried to roll with zigzags, I'd rip the joint. Right? And when they come out with the blunts, I had to sit down and practice how to roll with that goddamn cigar paper. You know what I'm saying? My drug of choice was crack and alcohol, man. Let me tell you something, man. I had to learn how to cook coke. I had to learn how to use the pipe. Somebody taught me all that shit, man. I took diligent effort in learning how to do that shit, man. You know what I mean? Then I had to learn how to survive in the streets, how to lie, how to manipulate, how to be slick, all that shit. The reason I say it, share all that, man, is to say that lifestyle became a part of me, man. I mean, a big part of me. And when I got clean, I still kept that shit. You know what I mean? Until I started applying these spiritual principles that are incorporated in the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. Not talking about them. Not writing them. I'm talking about applying them. Right? Because everybody's having a good time up here all weekend. Right? You get your cabs and all that shit. What you going to do when you leave? What you going to do when you go home? Right? When ain't nobody else watching. Right? That's when the program kicks in. That's when these spiritual principles that I had to learn how to apply in my daily walk, man. You know what I mean? I took some, you know what, man? I ain't going to tell you war stories. I'm going to talk about recovering. Why? The struggles in recovery. You know what I got a big problem with? I still do this day, man. Paying $20-some for some of them damn razors. I'm telling you, man, I used to steal them clean. I had a problem with that, man. You know what I mean? Me and my wife, we go in the goddamn Walmart, and I go in the cooler and open up one of them Cokes or Pepsis or something, man, drink it all around the store. Man, today I'll take that empty bottle to the cash register. For real. And that's growth, man. It's called application, man. It's called being honest, man. You know what I mean? Like the first step, man. Everybody talks about the powerlessness, man. I don't have a lot of sponsors. I got a big support group, man. The first step is an action word in every one of these steps, man. And that first step, man, it ain't about powerless. We all knew we were powerless. We all got one thing in common. We all was fucked up. We all still fucked up. Clean time is putting some distance between the last time you was real fucked up. That's all. You know what I mean? Recovery is changing that process. And I share that to say, man, I had to break some of these crazy-ass habits, these crazy-ass character defects that I had, man. You know what I mean? And one of them was, I like to take people's shit that don't belong to me. And I don't know, man, this journey has been excellent for me, man. It's been a learning experience, man. But someone told me, man, I talked to my sponsor, man. He says, man, you know what I mean? It came a point like the guarantee, after a while, the meetings, all that shit, it's all good. Then I get bored. You know what I mean? And I was told if I'm bored in recovery, then I ain't recovering. I'm doing the wrong shit. Right? And that's the truth, man. You know what I mean? I had to raise the bar, man, and set some goals and desires in my life, man. You know what I mean? And achieve some stuff, man, to keep me interested in life. Because you only get one shot at this. I got one shot, man. Ain't no second go around. You know what I mean? And I wasted a lot of my life, man, during active addiction. You know what I mean? But to share all this stuff, man, I had to really relearn a lot of things, man, that were taught to me at an early age, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man, you are the company you keep, man. A couple years clean in this process, man, I was hanging with all the dope boys. I wanted to sell dope in the rooms. All the dirty, grimy shit I did in the streets during active addiction. A couple years clean, I get shot trying to sell some dope. Made this big elaborate story up to all my family members about all this crazy shit. Man, I was down there trying to sell dope in these young boys' territory, and they shot at my ass and shot me. Bottom line. You know what I mean? That's an example, man, of how this lifestyle, man, and all that is related to, man, is me being impatient. Wanting some shit right now. Instead of making a conscious effort to get it the right way. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know, man. I'm not opinionated. I just state the facts, man. I pay attention to who the hell I'm around. I'm sorry. Motherfucker say don't take his inventory. That's the first person I'm watching. You know what I mean? Because we, as individuals in this room, man, we all come, man, we got some bad habits, man. We've done a lot of things, man. I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of, man. You know what I mean? And we'll do it real quick again if I ain't consciously in contact with the spiritual principle of this program, man, and practicing and applying them every day. You know what I mean? And the lifestyle, man, it stays with me, man. You know what I mean? I put a lot of distance of time between now and then, man, and the rewards have been excellent. Like, for real, I just bought some of the $22 raises the other day. I wasn't real happy, but I bought them. You know what I mean? It's about me doing some different stuff, man, about really changing my thinking and my behavior pattern. It's like I said, man, we all come in these meetings, man, and sit here for an hour or a weekend, and then go home and go right back to the grimy shit. What I mean by the grimy shit? Come on, man. It's, you know what? I learned something around here, man. That's some tradition talking about fully self-supporting, applying to the group. Let me say something that apply to your ass. That means your ass got to get up and get a job, go to work. If you ain't never had no job, I got to get up and get some skills so I can get one. You know what I'm saying? And those are just the beliefs, man, that I learned, man, from doing some step work on me. You know what I mean? And I wasn't happy where I was, so I did some shit to change it. You know what I mean? And part of changing it is not going back to selling dope or applying for Social Security when there ain't nothing wrong with my dumb ass. Huh? Or going to get Section 8 or some old shit when I'm capable of getting up and going to work. Right? I got to get up and do what I need to do, man, to take care of myself on a daily basis, man. And part of it all starts with not taking the first one. But after a while, then what? You know what I mean? Year ain't nothing taking the first one. Why I'm still fucked up like I started from the beginning? Because I ain't doing shit. Simple as that. I truly believe, man, that if I ain't progressing, then this journey, man, that is my fault. Ain't nobody else's. It's mine. Because guess what? I ain't never take a break in the streets, man. What I mean by never taking a break? Look, man, I stay up for days, man. I'm talking about conniving, sneaking, tipping. The crack told me to get up. Right? kick me up. I was running to my socks. I had to pull my socks off my feet, man. You know what I mean? If my point of being, man, if I make a third of that effort on doing some right shit, on doing something right and positive, man, if I put a third of that effort into educating myself, if I don't know how to read, you know what I mean, or getting me a skill or a trade, go to school and put a third of that effort in, man. I'm telling you, man, I used to put work in out there, man, trying to get high, man. You know what I mean? Dedicated myself, man. Studied that craft. You know what I mean? And if I'm not careful, I will keep doing that shit clean, man. It's called recovery, man. It's not called abstinence. Recovery is abstinence plus change. I got to change some shit, man. I changed my whole life, man. You know what I mean? And I started from the bottom up, man. I had to, man. You know what I mean? Part of my story is I've been in and out of penitentiary. My record real messed up. It's real messed up. Last time I got arrested on March 20th, the day before my clean day, because my clean date is the day after the last time I got high, not the same day I took the last hit and say I'm done and got arrested. It was the following day. On my last time, man, I got arrested for a license plate. A license plate, man, in McKees Rocks. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? And once I got in that jail cell, man, I couldn't have $200 to get out, man. Nobody would take my call. All that, man. I didn't like who I had become. You know what I mean? And right there, I started my spiritual journey, man. And because I truly believe this is a decision made from my heart, man. Not my mind, man. But in any given moment, I'm subject to get high. I love getting high, man. Look at the shit I did to get high. You know what I mean? And so I'm real careful, man, on what I do and how I conduct myself each and every day, man. You know what I mean? And I do a 10-step inventory at the end of the day, man, to see how my day went. You know? And make the corrections if I get up the next day and some shit I did wasn't right. That's what I do. That's what works for me. That's what keeps me on the path of applying these spiritual principles in my life, man. Because I was applying some determination and shit when I was using. And I try to apply the same determination, man, to progress in the life that I have today, man. You know what I mean? And I can't stand to hear motherfuckers cry when they're in the program. I go to meetings, listen to these dudes cry. Oh, I'm in the program. You should be in jail. You're in the program, get credit for jail time, and you crying, man. I had a couple sponsors like that. They never talked to me too much after I broke them off. That don't make no sense to me. You go to jail like I went to jail when I got arrested for the license plate. I went to the attorney come down, man, 2 months later in the county jail. And she comes to me and says, I got good news for you, Ray. You can go home tomorrow. I looked at that woman with tears in my eyes and said, now what am I supposed to do when that happens? You know what I mean? And I asked for some help, man. They sent me to a behavior modification program. Best move I ever made, man. Best move I ever made. It wasn't something I had. It's something I had to do for me, man. And the other time they told me I'm going home, I'd have skid out the door and been right back in the streets. I was tired, man. You know what I mean? I was tired. And I started that journey there, man. And guess what? Like, for example, I used to smoke cigarettes, man. I got tired of people complaining about me bumming their cigarettes and shit, so I quit. I ain't smoked since. For real. You know what I mean? My mom and my dad, they used to be my biggest enablers. I could call them like if I'm getting clean, I'm in a program, don't bring me clothes, coats, shirts, shoes, buy me cigarettes. Man, I ain't called nobody this time, man. I still have a picture right now where I was at a wedding in that program, man, and everything I had on was borrowed. I'm talking about from the shoes, shirt, everything was borrowed, man. And I remember that, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put myself in that position today. No, sir. No. You know what I mean? And you know what? The quality of my life has improved so much, man, and I'm not willing to give it up today for another hit or another drink. I'm just not, man. You know what I mean? And that's when I was, what I was told is once my life reached that point, I'm still subject to do some dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like, I got married. Oh, you better have some goddamn spiritual principles when you get married. That shit gets kind of tough. You know what I mean? Living with someone and bumping heads on a daily basis, man. It's about I got to stay humble, man. You know what I mean? I stay humble, make a lot of sacrifices to make sure my family and my wife is okay, man. You know what I mean? And before, I didn't give a shit about nobody but me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the growth, man, when we change our lives, man, and really give up that lifestyle, man. You know what I mean? So if you, you're so clean and you don't like the way your life is right now, do something goddamn about it. It's real simple. When you were sitting at home getting high and run out of dope, your ass would get up and dance and Mr. Crack, wouldn't you? Or the dope man, or whoever your drug of choice, you get up and go get it, wouldn't you? Do the same thing. I apply the same determination then that I do now, man. You know what I mean? I don't like it. Every morning I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't like it, but I do it. You know what I mean? Because now it's a part of my life. It's what I do. So it's about making some total changes, man. You know what I mean? So if you're bored and your life ain't where it's supposed, where you want it to be, change it. Everybody I sponsor and everybody in my support group, man, when we talk, we set goals for ourselves, man. I set short and long-term goals all the time. You know what I mean? To keep me reaching for something, man. If I ain't reaching for something, I ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? I'm not okay with sitting around, man. I'm just not. You know what I mean? I wasted enough of my life, man. Enough. I'm trying to experience some stuff, man, before God takes me from this earth, man. Because when you get old, like, I had to get some damn glasses the other day. Man, I can't see, man. I got to read. I need these damn reading glasses all of a sudden now. That's some, like, you know what I mean? My thought pattern has changed, man. I used to think I was invincible and shit. You know what I mean? So I'm sharing all this, man, to emphasize, don't waste time, man. God has given you a gift of recovery. Right now, if you got one day clean, man, you're starting your journey. You know what I mean? It's about staying on that journey, man. It's about applying that same determination and that same tenacity to that we applied to the dope, to active addiction. Because I done done some wild shit to get high, boy. Talking about taking risk. You know what I mean? Talking about taking some crazy, I'm talking about being in places I would never be, man. Now, tonight, today, man, I'm in bed usually at this time, man. When he told me I was speaking at 10:50, I hold, man. I'm usually in bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm in bed, man. So I drove up here, you know what I mean? I wanted to cancel. I ran through all these excuses in my head. You know what I mean? I got a little boat in the water, man. I wanted to go down there and hang out all weekend. It just didn't work out that way for me. You know what I mean? I thought about canceling on the way up here. You know what I mean? Because I'm self-centered like that, man. I want to do what I want to do, man. But it's about giving back, man. And if my experience will help someone, man, if what I'm sharing helps someone, man, then I help somebody, man. And it was worth it. You know what I mean? So this journey, man, I'm telling you, man, you find anything. Anything's in these rooms, man. Right here in this meeting. Anything right here, man. Don't let them pretty smiles and that nice clothes fool you. Anything in this circle, man. You got people clean. The girls still selling themselves. I see kids here, so I can't talk how I really want to. You know what I mean? You got guys doing the same thing. Folk won't want to work. They won't take advantage of you, man. You got to be careful, man. I don't care what nobody's saying. You got to be careful, man. Because we all the same type of people, man. If you know, if you use like I use, and you were like me, you got to be like me. Let me sit up here in the woods on Saturday night trying to get some spiritual growth. We sit up in the woods, man, trying to get some guidance, get the spirit to touch us one time to get us through another week or so. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to tell you, man, it's got to be careful, man. You know what I mean? It's about surrounding. You know what? Birds of a feather flock together, man. Trust me. When I was running around these rooms like a hoe, I hung with all the dudes that was hoes. Hey, dude, that was a hoe, that was my partner. When I was selling dope, all the dudes that sold dope, that's who I hung with. We all hung out together. You know what I mean? So now I hang out with married dudes, man. I can't run with no single dude, man. You know what I mean? I don't gamble, man. You go down to the gambling joint in Pittsburgh, you'll see a bunch of recovering addicts walking around that joint. Trying to tell you, man, the disease will get you in other areas, man. You know what I mean? And some few things, man, I hate to hear, man, about our property and prestige and money to virtue. Well, try to live without it. Try to live without it. Try to drive home without no gas money. Run on the side of the road and tell somebody, please help me. See what they do. They're going to ride right past your ass. right? It's about being fully self-supporting, man, and focusing on being able to take care of yourself. I don't know about y'all, but I got clean because I got tired of being fucked up. I got tired of being homeless, broke. I'm tired of that stuff, man. You know what I mean? And so I make every effort I can each and every day not to go back that way. I'm tired of stuff, man. I hated living in that program, man. In that house of crossroads with listen ups and all that crap, man. I hated that crap, man. But that was an experience, man. Pain and suffering will change you. Right? And I truly believe that, man. And I exercise that with my kids, man. And my wife says I'm too hard sometimes. Well, look here. If I keep holding a pillow under his ass, he ain't never going to hit the ground. He ain't never going to get bruised. I pull that pillow in his ass, hit bruised a little bit. He's going, oh, I got to do something different. You know what I mean? As long as I had the enablers in my life, man, if my mom and them never quit, my mother quit helping me, man. My father wanted to kill me. My father's a police officer, man. I wasn't even allowed on his street. If I came on his street, that was a problem. I wasn't allowed on his street. My mother used to sneak me out plates and shit. I used to call her on the low and sneak up there and get mom to help me. You know what I mean? And when she stopped helping me is when I started trying to get myself together, man. You know what I mean? And then I started getting a little pride about myself, man. A little dignity, man. Ain't nothing wrong with having pride. It can be a character defect. Or it can just be a part of your character that enhances you. You know what I mean? I don't get caught up in them cliches, man. I get caught. They're beautiful. I like them. Man, I'm trying to do life, man. You know what I mean? I don't go to many. I go to meetings. It says go to meetings regularly. I go regularly. It may not be as regularly as you do. I go regularly for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm very ambitious, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be able to take care of myself when I can't work no more. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm focusing on right now. So I may go to a meeting or two a week. Because that's where I'm at in my journey right now. You know what I mean? Just because I'm doing that don't mean that's going to work for you. Your ass ain't been around a little bit. You better go to one every day. You know what I mean? Because we have to learn, man, how to call, reach out, and ask for help, man. Nobody asks for no help in the streets, man. If you show vulnerability, you weak. Meanwhile, showing vulnerability with regards to asking for help around here is a standard practice. Because you have to get honest about the help you need so that you can grow. Am I out of time? No, I ain't running over time. I'm getting ready to get out of here, man. But listen, if you're new, man, please, don't waste this gift God has given you, man. If you sit in this circle, man, God's giving you a second chance. You know what I mean? He's giving you a second chance, man. Why are you going to sit on your ass and waste it? You know what I mean? If I'm trying to get everything God got in for me on this earth for the rest of these years, I'm trying to get it all, man. You know what I mean? Because I deserve it, man. And you should feel you should deserve it, man. Especially after what we send ourselves through, man. We send ourselves through some crazy stuff, man. We actually paid to get this pain. Right? We deserve the best, man. Put the determination in that pursuit into something positive, man. I'm telling you, God will bestow blessings on you, man. You can't imagine, man. For real. You know what I mean? But guess what? I'm going to say this, man. You know, it's easy to get stuff. The key is keeping it. Key is keeping it, man. That's the key. You know what I mean? How many of y'all have switched cell phone carriers 50 times? Huh? I guess Small T had 8 numbers in 5 months. Man, what are you doing? You ain't paying your bill. You get that bill run up and you go to another one before they shut that one off. You know what I mean? My parents had the same phone number for 30 years, man. I'm talking about the same phone number, man. You know what I mean? It's about some staying power around here, man. It's about holding your seat, working through some stuff, man. To get to the other side. Don't duck it. They're not getting high too much, man. Using was a way for me to duck all responsibility and all and look at myself and just forget about everything. Run. Today, man, we need to stand up, man. We need to stand up, man, and be accounted for, man, and be responsible for what we've done to ourselves and others, man, and move past it. And the key's in these principles, man, and these steps. So if you're new, don't give up. If you're old, don't give up. Because old timers getting high, man. You know what I mean? And just stay focused, man, on the prize, man, because God got one up there for you, man. He got one up there for each and every one of us, man, if you want to reach for it. Thank you for letting me share my act name right. Thanks, man.
I'd like to thank Ray for speaking. I said earlier I never heard him speak, but he sounded awful familiar. Awful familiar. Our next speaker, Vaughn. I'm not going to say anything about Vaughn. Let's go hear what he got to say. Let's welcome Vaughn.
My name is Vaughn. I'm an addict. Wow. Mark? All right. Good. Well, I was sitting over there thinking, you know, I came up here towards, you know, the meeting prior to this was finishing up. And he was talking about turning around on his way up here. I was literally sitting right over there. And I said, man, I'm out of here. I didn't know what was going on. Was they running over or what? Or, you know, was it, well, maybe I wasn't on to speak. You know, I was running all kind of things through my mind. And I was trying to catch my wife before she got up here. But she got up here, so here it is. I figure, you know, I'm usually in bed around this time, too. But I'm here now, so we might as well have a little bit of fun, right? The topic is, if the drugs don't kill you, the lifestyle will. And I was thinking, riding up here, first of all, like, for some reason, the GPS wouldn't put, what is this called, Pleasantville or Evansville? Hoover'sville, right? For some reason, the GPS would take Hoover'sville, but it wouldn't give me the 1414. So, you know, my wife had printed off the directions from off of MapQuest, and we're riding, everything's going fine until we hit a detour. So the detour, you know, sort of threw us for a loop, and she had to speak earlier, you know. And I thought, I was thinking, driving up here, about this topic, if the drugs don't kill you, the lifestyle will. And here's what came to mind. Here's what came to mind. I went back to when I was in grade school. This is crazy. You know, this mind of ours is something else. But I went back to when I was in grade school in third class, in Mrs. Sproul's class, and we were singing that song, the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Y'all know that one? Went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. And then what happened? Out come the sun, right? Dried up all the rain. And I correlated that in my mind to active addiction, how, you know, no matter what would happen, I would keep on pounding that pavement. And every now and then I would hit these jackpots, and I would tell myself things like, if I could just get out of this one this time, I won't do it again. And I remember one time, oh, man, here we go. I remember one time sitting on a curb in the summertime. I was sitting on the concrete. And I was under a tree. And, you know, when I was out there ripping and running and doing my thing, you know, there's something about true relationships in Narcotics Anonymous. The relationships I had out there, when I had the dope, you know, everyone wants to be around you and you're getting everybody high. And, man, it's like you're king for a day. Am I right? Right? But when it's all gone, right, and you don't have, I didn't have anything else, I was sitting under this tree. And it was one of those times where I had robbed Peter, the paid Paul. You know, this dope man had fronted me something, and I was trying to hide and trying to pay this other one off. And I've never felt that bad in my life. And I thought to myself, if I could just get out of here, if something could just happen, right? Something happened. Someone else fronted me some more dope. Okay? So I was back up, and I was back in the race again, and I was off and running. And what I found out when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, like, all the drugs and the dope that I smoked and, you know, all that stuff that I did, I found out that I really was addicted to the lifestyle. And it came to me whenever I started coming to meetings, you know, because as he had mentioned prior to me, there's a peace that comes over us, or that came over me. As soon as I came into Narcotics Anonymous, things automatically got better. But early in recovery, like, I couldn't handle peace. I was so used to ripping and running and being in that chaotic mode that when it got silent and quiet, I got, like, real uneasy with myself. And it took me some time to get comfortable with peace. It took me some time to be okay with stillness and quietness. And, you know, because my last, well, here's something that I need to say. You know, the longer that I stay clean, and I've been clean since August 5th of 91, the longer I stay clean, I start realizing that a lot of my earlier leads, I lied in. You know, because I would, like, when I would talk about going to jail, now I've been to the county jail a couple of times, you know, I would say, you know, I was doing like 6 or 9 months. Well, no, I went to the county jail like 5 times, and I think it totaled like 2.5 months. So I just want to get that cleared out there if I said that earlier, right? It's not true. I didn't do no big time. I think I was there like 5 times and all along it totaled like 2 months or something. But what I realized though, in recovery is that, like I said, I wasn't okay with that piece. And the step work, okay, the step work is what grooms and molds and shapes us. And so I had to get used to this lifestyle. And coming in early recovery, I remember trying to get back with, you know, we came up with this bright idea that we was going to try to sell dope. And we were going to go, you know, this is funny, you know, I think it was probably like 6 or 9 months clean. My wife and I, and she's the one that introduced me to recovery, we decided we were going to go sell dope. And we had it all planned out. I'm talking about the lifestyle, right? And so, we had it all planned out. We went out, we got these matching jackets, right? And we even had our hours scheduled out. We said we was going to go like 2 in the morning so we could make them real small, right? Wow. Huh. That lasted about a day for me. Because I remember the one night we came out strong, and the next day decided to do some daylight hours. And the first guy that pulled up, I jumped in his truck. And I didn't even get a guy a chance to say, you know, what you got, or he didn't say anything. I asked him, I said, you got a shooter? And he said, yeah. And I was off to the races again. Because, you know, there was something about that ripping and running and this lying and conniving and scheming that attracted me, man. Like, I like that. And I remember earlier in recovery, like, you know, I was the first one out of the group of guys that I ran with that even considered treatment or you know, change in recovery or getting clean. No one else was talking about that, man. Not the boys I was running around with. They wasn't even thinking about getting clean. So I was the first one to break away. And I remember in early recovery, I would literally go to the state store, okay, and I would buy like a gallon of Wild Irish Rose, and I would take it down to them, and I would give them the gallon of Wild Irish Rose, and I would sit around with them and stuff and chat for a little bit. Then I would roll. Then I would call my sponsor. I'm talking about being addicted to the lifestyle, right? Then I would call my sponsor and I say, man, I sure will be happy when some of my old boys get clean. And he told me, he said, man, how in the hell do you expect them to get clean if you're taking them gallons of liquor? But there was something that I just wanted to be around them, man. Like, I, you know, I just wanted to be around them. And what I found out is that, like, I tried to skate that fence for so long, dibbling and dabbling with that lifestyle. Like, I wanted what Narcotics Anonymous had to offer, but I like that street life, too, man. I like hanging out, too. You understand? And what happened was I kept falling back off. Like, I couldn't get it. That's what people don't understand, man. I couldn't get it in it like that, man. You know, I kept falling back off. 2 weeks, get it, you know, relapse. Get a month and relapse because it was a lifestyle, man, that was calling me. You know, once I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't wake up with that idea of, like, I need to get a hit or I need to get a blast. It was more like something like, man, let me go see what they up to. Man, I wonder what they doing, or I would ride by. You know, my sponsor would tell me, man, he said, don't go, take the long way. If you got to go around the set, man, go around the set, not me, man. I'm going to drive right through the set, because it's that lifestyle, man, that kept calling me and drawing me, man. Like, I liked it. I loved that, man. I loved it, and it was hard for me to break away from that stuff. And what I kept finding out was that, like, I couldn't get it together, like, because this program had instilled some spiritual, at least at that point, started to instill some spiritual principles in me So it was like, when, you know, I'm coming in here and I'm talking this language and I'm hearing these words, but then when I'm out there, like, they're not talking this stuff, man. And they ain't trying to hear it neither. And then our conversation started getting, like, real short, you know, because, like, I didn't really want to talk about the party last night. And they dang sure wasn't trying to hear about step one. And I remember the last time that I used. I'm talking about the lifestyle, man. I remember the last time that I used, man. I had 89 days clean, and I think the next day I was supposed to be celebrating my 90 days at my home group Hope for the Day Sunday nights, and the disease woke me up that morning and told me that we needed some cigarettes. This is all about the lifestyle, man. It told me we needed some cigarettes. And nobody was up in the house. I was staying with my in-laws and my wife. Everybody was asleep. Disease got me up early, said we need cigarettes. So I could drive her vehicle because she allowed me to drive her vehicle. And check it out, you didn't even need a key for the vehicle. You know, the ignition thing was broke, so it was just a matter of jumping in there and driving it. But the disease said, no, man, it's nice out. It said, take the bike. So I jump on this bike, and this is, I'm talking about the lifestyle. So I get on the bike, and I start riding, and I can hear my sponsor saying, take the long way, Vaughn. Don't go through the set. Like, go all the way around, Vaughn. But the Z-set, man, ride straight down Fifth. And I had $10 in my pocket, and I rode down Fifth, and the first person I seen said, what you got on it? I said, I got 10, and the next thing you know, I was behind the dumpster with a pipe in my mouth. And I went down to that dumpster, you know, I was a recovering addict. When I came up, I was Frankenstein, man. And when it talks about the progression of our disease, it ain't no lie, man, because when I, you know, that time that I had separated from the lifestyle, you know, I didn't gradually get back into it. It was full steam ahead, man. And I was doing things I was crazy, man. In 5 minutes, I didn't have no shirt on. In 10 minutes, I had a bunch of black stuff rubbed on my pants from the pipe. 15 minutes, I was standing out in the middle of the street flagging down anybody that would buy, it even looked like they would buy something. Unfortunately, half of them was undercover cops, but we can get to that later. I remember coming out of that experience like, man, like, what in the hell happened? What in the hell happened? And what I know is that, like, this, you know, recovery isn't something that either I'm going forwards or I'm going backwards. Either I'm going forwards or I'm going backwards. And what I got out of that, the literature tells us that relapse isn't a requirement, but it could be used to apply a more rigorous program. And when I look back on that experience, like, things was coming up in my mind, like, yeah, I had a sponsor, but I wasn't calling my sponsor. I didn't form a we in the program. My we was my wife. I didn't hang out, like, with no guys. I see people at the meetings, and that was it. After that, I was with her, and we was hanging out. And what I found out is that, like, you know, she could only take me so far. I need some good men in my life, too. You understand what I'm saying? And so that lifestyle, you know, it was dragging me back, and like, man, it looked for a minute there, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I really did not know what was going on. Like, and so those thoughts start coming in, like, you know, the disease is such a lie. It say things like, you know, you can't do this, or, you know, this is a bunch of bull crap, or, you know, you don't deserve this. That's another thing, man. I had to get to the point where I tell myself, I deserve Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I deserve to be clean. Everything, every benefit that recovery has to offer, I deserve it. It took me a while to grasp that concept, man. I don't deserve to be running around behind no dumpster, dumped down behind no dumpster, hanging out in abandoned buildings, where everybody flicking lighters and ain't a damn, you got 10 lighters and don't none of them work. All you hear, flick, 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 flick. It ain't nothing. Like, I don't deserve that stuff, man. I don't deserve to be running around, man, with my armpits stinking and stuff like that. You know, not brushing my teeth, my hygiene, not taking care of myself. Like, I deserve what Narcotics Anonymous, I deserve every bit of what recovery has to offer. But a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel like they deserve it. But where we lose members at is they don't want to put in the work. Let's talk about the work. Right? Because, like, it's one thing, you know, and I always say, man, people want, and I look at some of the guys I sponsor, They want to embrace the promise and ignore the process. You know, the literature tells us that the promise is freedom. And it tells us right there that really have we seen anyone that applies itself to this program ever relapse. It's a guarantee. But there's a lot of stuff in that phrase. You know, there's a lot of stuff in that phrase. It don't talk about, like, you know, when the ball don't bounce your way, Vaughn, how you going to act. It don't talk about, like, when things don't go how you think they should go, Vaughn, how you going to act. That's why we lose members in Narcotics Anonymous. Because when things get painful, we want to run to the dope. Life on life's terms run people up out of here every day. And it's that lifestyle. And here's the sick part about it. Here's the sick part about it. We're going to go there. Let's go there. Here's the sick part about it. This is, you know, I come out of a lifestyle that whooped my butt, man. I mean, whooped my butt. Wasn't nothing. That crack took me, like, down hard, man. And there's still, like, this sick thought in my mind to say, oh, maybe we could do it one more time. Or there's a sick thought in my mind thinking it'll be different this the next time, Vaughn. We're going to do this, that, and the other. No, it ain't going to be different. Because, like, you do what you did, you get what you got. And if nothing changes, what? Nothing changes. So why would I get that sick thought in my mind that it's going to be different? That's why the literature tells us it's cunning, powerful, and baffling, man. It's cunning. It sneaks in and it tricks me. It looks good on paper. Powerful, because once I get that fixed thought in my mind, like, I can't shake it. I remember the day, man, standing on the corner talking out loud. I ain't going to use. I ain't going to use. I ain't going to use. Thoughts coming in my mind. Call your sponsor, Vaughn. Just for the day. Say the serenity prayer. None of that stuff was working, man. None of it. You know what worked? It was a choice. I had a choice, man. That's the most powerful thing that Narcotics Anonymous ever gave me, was a choice. I didn't have nothing in me. I could make it with clean without no drugs dictating it to me, man. You know, without me surrounding myself. You talk, when we talk, you know, that lifestyle piece has a lot to do with who I surround myself with. Plumbers don't hang out with doctors, man. You understand? It just don't work like that. So I gotta, you know, I'm that type of person that, like, I gotta see, like, I gotta see, like, exactly what I want. And then I'm gonna check you guys out and see if any of you got it. And if you got it, guess what? I'm gonna copy you. I'm gonna watch you. I'm gonna do just what you did. Recovery's no respecter of person. If it worked for you, guess what? It could work for me, too. The literature tells us age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack thereof, it don't matter, man. It's available to us all. But I gotta be willing to put in the work. I gotta be willing to crack the literature. I gotta be willing to get on, work those spiritual principles of honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And that's not easy all the time. Guess what? My way ain't always the right way, man. And I gotta be okay with that. I gotta be able to take some guidance. That's what I get with some of my sponsees, man. They don't want to take no guidance. But guess what? I'm not the type of sponsor. I ain't going to argue with you. You're a grown dude. You understand what I'm saying? You said you want what I got. Well, here's how I got it. Whether you want to do it or not, that's up to you. But check it out, man. Don't come crying to me when the shit hits the fan. Don't come crying to me. You already knew. If you big enough to make the decision to do wrong, guess what? You knew going into that experience what was going to be on the other side. It's the lifestyle, man. It's the lifestyle. And we have a lot of people in Narcotics Anonymous running around abstinent. There's a lot of people running around abstinent, man. But there ain't much change happening in their life. And that's cool. That's cool. If that's how you want to work it, that's how you want to work it. But for me, I want everything that this program has to offer. And the only way that my lifestyle is going to get better is through staying in the literature, staying with my sponsor, you understand, attending my home group. All those basic things still work. It ain't nothing fancy about this game, man. People looking for this big, you know, oh, there got to be an easier way. Guess what? There ain't one. It's about doing life on life's terms, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and not putting no dope in you. Like, seriously, there ain't nothing sweet about it, man. There ain't nothing, yeah, I think Lori hit on it down there. Yeah, the benefits are great in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, this new lifestyle that this program has afforded us is great, man. You know, I'm not looking over my shoulder like, you know, it ain't telling me to get up against the car. You understand? I ain't standing out there like, you know, unemployed and able to work. None of that stuff. I got a place to lay my head down on. I got a vehicle to drive. You know, I got a job to go to. You know, people rely on me. I could be responsible today with this new lifestyle. But this stuff ain't free. Like, it's not free. You just don't come in here and it's free. It's about showing up, man. It's about not getting high when I'm not okay, man. It's about accepting my wrongs. It's about taking those character defects. Like, very early on in this process, like, I wanted more than not to smoke crack or not to... Okay, Vaughn, so you clean. Okay, so what? There's a lot of people that's clean. Like, we the ones... I mean, there's a lot of people that's clean. Okay, Vaughn, you're clean. Now what? There got to be more to it for me, man. Like, I need to work on some things. You know, I want to shed these character defects. Like, I want to mold and mature and become, you know, a man. You understand what I'm saying? And all that, I got in our class. And I was 22, man, when I came into this program. I didn't have a lot of role models. Me and Barry was laughing the other day. We said if the concept that it takes a village to raise a kid is true, man, we was talking about some of the villages in our camp. That's only by God's grace and mercy that I'm standing here right now. With half of mine, because those cats that were pouring into my life, bad news, man, bad news. I didn't know what it was about till I come to Narcotics Anonymous, man. To be honest with you, like I didn't have that upbringing where I could say, okay, I'm married now. Well, let me see how my dad did it. Wrong thing. Now I got kids now. Well, let me see how was I raised. Not good thing. So I had to reach out, and I had to look, and I had to, you know, just watch people, man, because I didn't have that stuff instilled in me growing up. You know, my dad and I mean, you know, we didn't hang out. I don't think my dad ever told me he loved me. I know he did. I don't remember him once ever saying he loved me. You understand? That came in our car, so not like hugging somebody. Man, my family wasn't hugging nobody, man. There wasn't no hugs going on in my camp. Like, for real, that came in Narcotics Anonymous. That's why when my predecessors approached me to hug me, I was all stiff. Because I wasn't used to that, man. I wasn't used to someone embracing me and hugging me. It's all about change, that change part, and being okay with it, man. Like, you know, feeling like a fish out of water and not getting high. You know what I'm saying? That's what this whole process has been about. And so, like, you know, it's more, you know, the drugs, you know, the crack... And all that stuff, that was there. And the literature tells me that staying clean got to come first, but there was a lot more there besides that, man. Like, before I even put something in me, there was stuff there. And I remember it, man. And I remember it. Guess what? It's still in there, too. It's still in there. That disease that the literature tells me to arrest, it's more than crack cocaine. It's way more than the drugs. It tells us it's a symptom, man. That's all. There's a lot of attitudes and behaviors that are inside of me that if I don't continue to work these steps and be honest, guess what? They'll come out, man. They'll come out. And that's why I like that word vigilant that's in the literature. I got to stay over this stuff, man. I got to watch over me. I got to be vigilant because if not, man, we go to jail clean. We go to insane asylums clean. We lose our job. We get homeless clean. Like this stuff, and you know, and it's never going to be anything big. It's never nothing big. The disease, it ain't like, you know, that let's go get a blast ain't working no more. And my man was talking about with those razors, you know. I remember when I worked at my last job, I worked at PPG. And, you know, I was considered a stockholder, they told me. They said I was a stockholder, so to me, what I heard them say that, Vaughn, anytime you need batteries, flashlights, or anything like that, electrical tape or anything like that, you just take it home with you, because I'm a stockholder, man. You understand what I'm saying? I got stock in the company. But that's not it, man. That's not it at all. But this thing says, you know, this recovery process is a layer process. And the longer that I stay in the literature... The longer that I stay in prayer, the longer that I stay close to my sponsor, things just keep shedding, shedding, and shedding. But the disease don't stop, man. It don't stop. It's working hard in my family right now. You know, it's one thing, man, when you get this program and you experience the benefits of it, and everyone, you know, everyone wants to hear what you got to say, and everyone looks up to you, and they ask your advice, and you're just living this life that Narcotics Anonymous has afforded, you know, us to live. And then you look at some of your family members, and they're still in active addiction. You know, I got a sister that's struggling out there right now. My son, he's in jail right now. My youngest daughter, she's in treatment right now, pregnant, getting ready to have a baby. My oldest daughter, she's running around with some knucklehead, thinks she's in love. Yeah, thinks she's in love. And, but you know, the thing about it is, and this is what I always hold on to. The first thing is prayer, because prayer changes things, man. You understand? By the mere fact that I'm standing here with over 19 years, that ought to tell you something about prayer. The second thing is that Narcotics Anonymous is so powerful that any relationship that I have in my life, as long as I'm working these spiritual principles, it keeps me positioned so that when that other individual is ready, I can have a healthy relationship. Am I making any sense? And so, you know, in order to do that, in order to be there, because it's no damn good for my son to come out of jail and I'm hemmed up in a crack house. You understand? It's no damn good for my oldest daughter to come to me and say, hey, Dad, you know, I was wondering if, you know, what do you think about this? Or I was thinking about going with school or doing it. And I'm all high up. You understand? It's no damn good if they see me running out in the street and some of the people they running with, they see me running up to them coughing. Don't mean anything. So I got to keep myself straight. And I got to be mindful of the lifestyle, that I'm living. Someone down there said, excuse me, he said, oh, it's someone, no, it was someone over here said, so, someone got 3 days clean. And you know the first thought that came to mind? All we got is the day anyway. That's all I got. All I got is the day anyway. That's all we all got is the day anyway. And if I'm not careful, my lifestyle can change in the blink of an eye, man. I ain't lost touch with my last usage. I know that I got to stay vigilant over this thing because, you know, it's like this time tomorrow I could be hemmed up in a crack house somewhere, crawling on the floor somewhere. If I'm not careful, I ain't lost touch. I ain't outgrown the literature. I know what's up. This disease ain't fooling me. Yeah, Vaughn, you got this. Yeah, right. I don't think so. I don't have anything, man. I don't have anything. I'm real in touch with that. People try to put you there. They try to put you there like you got it all together or, you know, you got it going on. I ain't got nothing going on, man. I'm trying to another day just like everybody else. You know, I work at this treatment facility with these adolescents, and every now and then I'll go to a meeting, and they'll be there. As soon as they see me, they come running up to me, and they want to talk about stuff, you know. And I say, whoa, 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 stop, stop. I'm here trying to get mine, just like you trying to get yours. That got to wait. You got to see me. I'm business time. This ain't business time. I'm serious about this. My life's on the line, man. And if I'm not careful, the lifestyle change. That's what happens. This disease laws us, man. It laws us because things get better. Ooh, man, we get some new clothes. We get a car. We get a house. You working. La-di-di-di-di-di-da. Knockout. First thing they say, man, I need to go to no meetings. Sponsor? What I need him for? I sponsor myself. I ain't never going to get a wrong answer sponsoring myself. See, somewhere along the line in this process, and every now and then, I want to grab that steering wheel back. Vaughn can't hold on to that steering wheel but for so long, or my life's going to be a disaster. I got to let God drive. Sometimes God works through y'all. I got to let y'all drive. If I take it all on myself, guess what? I'll be hemmed up somewhere. Thanks for letting me share.
I'd like to thank Vaughn, sorry, for giving this story. We have up at the podium, just for today. Would you like to read just for today?
I will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tell yourself, just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living, enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in recovery. Just for today, I have a program I will try to follow to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid of my thoughts, will be on my new association. People who are not using will have found a new way of life. So long as I follow the way, I have nothing to fear.
Just for today. We can close.
I'm taking this little thing, your car, to the mall. I'm not dropping it back off.
You got the flashlight back?
Time I heard you speak on a Saturday morning. Yeah, I love the friends of all.
All right, see you later, yeah. Man. Thanks for it.
Bring it down tomorrow. I'll put everything in order tomorrow. I'm tired of leaving.
And you know what this here is on? Oh, Rick, you're back. Hey, Rick, is this on or is this off?
Yes.
Yes, no, it's running.
It's on. You hit stop. Middle button.